San Francisco has agreed to make changes to how it clears homeless encampments following a lawsuit that accused the city of illegally destroying unhoused people's belongings. The lawsuit was filed in 2022 by the Coalition on Homelessness and several unhoused plaintiffs. It alleged that San Francisco's Public Works Department workers had failed to follow the city's own rules, including the bag and tag policy, which prohibits the throwing away of unhoused people's belongings. Nisha Kashyap of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights of the San Francisco Bay Area is one of the lawyers representing the plaintiffs. She says the lawsuit was not about a failure of policy. It was about a failure of practice.
What this case was about was the gap between what the city said it was doing and what our clients alleged it was actually doing. And this settlement has important, robust monitoring and oversight components that allow our clients to ensure that the city going forward will actually do what it says it will do. And if the city, if there are violations that are documented, then there's a process to go to court to raise those violations.
The lawsuit, Coalition on Homelessness versus the City and County of San Francisco, originally alleged that the city had violated people's Eighth Amendment rights, specifically the clause prohibiting cruel or unusual punishment, by threatening to arrest or cite them for sleeping on the streets, despite a lack of available shelter. That component of the lawsuit became moot in June 2024 when the Supreme Court overruled lower court rulings that had said that similar measures violate the Constitution. But Kashyap says that other rights remain in place.
In this case, there were two key rights that were at issue. The Fourth Amendment right against property destruction, wrongful property destruction, and our 14th Amendment right to notice and process if the government is going to take our property.
As part of the settlement, the city agreed to policy changes, including new training requirements for public works employees and increased documentation of all homelessness operations. The Coalition on Homelessness will be allowed to review city records related to homeless sweeps, as well as visit the public works storage yard where belongings collected during cleanups are kept. If the Coalition documents 10 or more cases within a 90-day period where the city improperly takes or destroys unhoused people's property, they can initiate a formal dispute and have a judge mediate the issue. Kashyap explained the real-world impact plaintiffs are hoping this oversight will have.
This settlement allows the Coalition on Homelessness to monitor what is happening on the ground in real people's lives. And if, in the future, there are documented violations of the city's policies as it relates to the handling of unhoused people, this settlement also provides for court oversight as necessary to address those violations.
City Attorney spokesperson Jen Quart said in a written statement that the city was pleased to put the lawsuit behind them. She went on to write that, quote, "This settlement should not be interpreted as an admission of liability or wrongdoing on San Francisco's part," end quote. The city will end up paying $2.8 million as part of the settlement, though the vast majority of this money will go towards attorney's fees for the plaintiffs. Kashyap says money is not the important part of the settlement.
The accountability measures in the settlement are not derived from the monetary amount, but rather the provisions in the settlement that provide for ongoing enforcement and oversight of the city's practices as it relates to the handling of unhoused people's properties.
Any settlement with the city of San Francisco must be approved by the Board of Supervisors and the mayor. Kashyap says that plaintiffs are looking forward to the board's approval. For KPFA News, I'm Dahlia Lozier.